You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if you told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hello, 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 hello.
This is the movie show.
On?
Active FM. I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
And today we are going to be discussing...
Bit of a different twist to our movie show today.
Yes, a little bit of a twist. So this is what happened, right? I was on a search for movies to watch because, it's a real thing. You have to like search hard, you know. It's a hunt, scavenger hunt for like a good...
Search hard. searching so...
So painful. Okay, anyway. So what I did was I thought, you know...
Is that when the enter button becomes hard?
You're like clicking it and it's not... Yeah. So I thought, you know what? One of the best films ever made. And then I went and searched and I realized, sure, I actually haven't watched a lot of these. Well, I have watched some of them, but like there's like best films ever made and we haven't even watched them, Ryan.
That's right.
So we thought we would do like a look at different film review sites at their like top 10. And then from there decide, you know what? Okay, we're going to go watch this one. How on earth did this one get in the list? This one sucked. Yeah. So that's basically what we're doing. And today we are going to be reviewing IMDb's. It's actually their top 250 movies, but we're just going to mention the top 10. So if you're interested, go to IMDb, search top 200, or just search like top films ever, and then they'll give you... Like, this is like ever. This is like the list,
well,
man.
Yeah, they have different year lists. So the one that we've got here is just top 250 movies.
Yeah, so this
movies.
Is all the years together. Yes. But before we get into that top 10 list... No, right.
What's happening? Okay.
That's like Ryan, your cue. Right.
So I've got a couple of films here. In fact, I've got 19 specifically, and I've made the words opposite. They are movie titles that I've made opposite, and we're gonna see how well Sesh knows all movies. I'm going to test her knowledge and see if she can figure out like, these movie titles.
Can I be honest? Whenever movie trivia comes along, I feel like I know nothing.
Well, I tested her a couple of days ago.
That one was just easy, though.
I just threw her one and she said, and I was like, oh, okay. Oh, damn.
No, but you said that was the easier one.
I just picked the first one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So.
Do I have a timer? No.
Here's the great thing. All of these films we've done on the movie show.
Oh, great.
So they really help you. See? Except the one that I threw you the other day, because we didn't watch that one. Yeah.
The other one, he said knife funeral. If you're watching on YouTube, yes. You can comment down below as to which film you think he was talking about.
So, yes, there's a good example. So I said knife funeral, and then she worked out the opposite, and then,
ta-da!
I know you're saying it. All right. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready to begin?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Eve's Avoidance.
Adam's... Eve's Avoidance. Avoidance. Adam's... Adam. What's the opposite of avoid? I have no idea.
Wow.
Eve's Avoidance. Adam. Eve.
I actually used Google for this one.
Eve.
To kind of swap words
Eve
around.
Eve the name. I can't ask for clues there. Eve.
I think I should keep track of which ones you actually get.
Eve's Avoidance. Adam. Yes. Project. Yes. Adam's Project.
Avoidance is an opposite, according to Google.
Wow.
All right. Here we go. Specifically here, only one.
Everything, everywhere, all that, right?
All right. Here we go. The Good Girls.
The Bad Guys.
Duke.
What?
Yeah. Duke. Yes, I like.
Duke. Queen. No. Duke. Duchess. No. What's the opposite of Duke?
I actually like Google.
Duke.
Yes.
Ryan, why did you Google? In what sense? Duke. Define it. As in like a Duke.
What is a Duke?
Like a Duke and a Duchess and like...
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't know what a
it's
Duke
is. It's not a title.
What is a Duke?
Do you give up?
No, I want to know what a Duke is.
Google.
D-U-K-E, right?
D-Y-K-E.
Oh, D-Y-K. Okay, yeah.
Or is it a dyke?
It might be dyke.
Might be dike.
Dike is a long wall or embankment. A long wall or embankment built to prevent flooding from the sea. San Andreas? No.
D-Y-K-E. Okay, this is according to Google.
Is that what it means? No. No.
Maybe.
I have a...
On my side, yeah, a long wall, a ditch, or water colors.
Is that the correct...
Maybe I should just give this one to you.
Yeah, okay, give it to me.
Oh, here we go. An intrusion of indigenous rocks cutting across existing stretch. So think of the rocks. It's rocks across. It's a rocky, you know, so
opposite of rock.
Like
water.
Hard. Could be water. Soft. But there's something else that's soft.
Clouds, no.
But then it's also like sand, but it's softer.
Like mud.
Like,
no.
Like think of a desert, you know.
Dude.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. Here we go. Convict.
Convict.
Yes.
Convict.
Mm-hmm.
A convict is a prisoner, so it's not
yes.
prisoner. Convict. Innocent. Not guilty. Cops.
So when they get released from prison.
Free guy.
Yeah. There you go. It's a nice one. Fly.
Fly. Walk. Sit. Swim.
Think of movies, Sash.
I'm trying to think of movies that opposite. Fly. It's the opposite of fly.
Pretty much.
Swim. What's the opposite of fly?
What eats flies?
Spiders? Snakes? Scorpions? I don't think scorpions eat spiders. Flies.
You're going more further away. The first answer you gave is
spiders.
Close. Yes?
Spider.
So now think of a type of spider.
Tarantula?
Keep going.
I don't know that, but
you'll
it's Black Widow.
Black Widow. There you go. Okay, here we go. Frozen. Remember, these are all movies
yes.
that we've done.
Frozen, hot melting, melt. Greenland? No.
I'll give you a hint. Chef.
What was that movie called? The heat? Was it called Heat? No, mm-hmm. It wasn't called Heat. It was the one with Bradley Cooper.
But if you put enough heat, eventually it gets...
Hot? No, it wasn't. What is that movie? Burn!
Burnt!
I was close.
All right, here we go. Earthling.
Earthling. Mm-hmm. Earthling. Martian. The Martian.
Yeah. Okay, ugly girl.
Pretty guy...
Come on,
a beautiful boy.
There you go. Okay. I think I like this one. Woman from Auntie.
The man from Uncle.
Okay, this one is a mathematical one. 780 minutes.
What is the opposite of 780? 780 minutes. Hours, 72 hours.
Mm-mm. But the hours is right there.
What other one did we do? Hours. 32. Was it that one by Michael Bay?
With
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
13 hours.
Yes.
Wait, why 780?
Because 780 minutes is 13 hours.
Oh!
Okay, white dog.
Black cat. No. Black Panther.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Hate and teddy bears.
Love monsters.
Hate and teddy bears.
Love and monsters.
Dogs.
Cats.
Okay. Queen's silence.
King's speech.
There you go. We're getting there. Departure.
Arrival. Pretty informed.
Injection.
Inception? No. Injection. Extraction.
Yes.
Extraction. I'm like, what movie is that?
Okay, last one. Rude Boys.
Rude Boys. Something Girls. Mean Girls. No, we haven't done Mean Girls. Girls. Mean Boy. Is a girl's right?
Mm-mm.
Woman. Little Woman. Mean Boys. kind. No, it's not kind. Boys. What's the opposite of boys? Girls. Ladies. It's females.
Rude boys.
Women. Children. It's not the opposite of boys. Mean boys.
Last week, we did the director's marathon.
Is it a Guy Ritchie film?
Mm-hmm.
Why have all Guy Ritchie's films' names got on my head? I've got Pulp Fiction. It's not Pulp Fiction. I'm Snatch. No. Lock, Stock, and Smoking Barrel. No. King Arthur. No. Is it King Arthur? No.
Keep going.
When
you said, you'll be like, oh,
Sherlock Holmes.
It'll make sense.
The Gentleman. Ah, Mean Boys. That was nice.
Because opposite of a mean boy, of a man.
Yeah, it's true. You are correct. That was nice, Ryan.
So there you go. Well done.
Thank you, thank you.
Some.
I'm going to return. Get Ryan back.
No. I think I'll just like.
Okay, so we are looking at IMDb's top 10 films of all time. Number one ranking at. Should we start by number one or number 10?
I think we should start at the bottom and then
number 10, yeah. Okay, here. Number 10. This is actually quite funny.
That's quite weird.
Okay,
eh?
Honorable Mentions is number 11, 12, so we'll just get that out the way. It's Forrest Gump. Brilliant film. I loved Forrest Gump. If you haven't watched Forrest Gump, please watch Forrest Gump. Brilliant. And then secondly, Fight Club. Fight Club is a very weird film. But I think the fact that, spoiler alert, that the two main characters were the same person. Have you watched Fight Club, Ryan?
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's one of those you need to like watch and then... You know, really the ending was changed though. In, I think, China. They completely changed the ending. Yeah. But anyway, back to number 10.
Yes.
This film, I grew up with this film. This film is the greatest film according to my father.
And none of us were alive when it came out.
None of us were alive when it came out. And it is a very good film. Mm. It is The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Good film.
Good film.
Nice. Yeah.
If you haven't watched The Good... In fact, if you are on YouTube, comment down below if you've watched The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Because you actually do have to watch The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. It's one of those timeless films. It's a proper cowboy film.
And it's one film that, like, you like there's a lot of things...
References.
Things that have... Yeah, references in that film that just, like...
That comes from...
Go ahead. Make my day. It's brilliant. You see, it's still
Clint
there.
Clint Eastwood barely spoke in that movie, if you think about it.
To yourself.
And then he was called Blondie.
Do you feel lucky?
Yeah, no. And then also Guy Ritchie.
Was he called Blondie in that film?
It was Blondie, yeah.
Like
the ugly called him Blondie. Oh, hey, Blondie!
Oh, right. And he's just...
Yeah, he'd just like walk. Close up. And he'd look... Yeah, while smoking a cigarette. But if you watched our show on Wrath of Man, they actually the Guy Ritchie actually kind of made a modern version of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Yeah.
But The Good and the Bad, you have to watch The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Wow.
Like, you actually have
That's
to
like
watch
like the
it.
Second time we've referenced Guy Ritchie in this
film.
In Yeah.
Go watch. Go listen. We did a Guy Ritchie marathon. All right, Ryan, give us number 9.
Number 9, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. I don't know which one
that is. That's the first one.
Is it the
That's
first
the
one?
That's the first one. Because the second one was The Two Towers, and the third one was... Not The Final Battle. That's Chronicles of Narnia. Ah, man!
That one with the eye.
Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and... I don't know. Can't remember. The Final Battle is in my mind, and it's not that... But yeah, the Lord of the Rings. Look, the Lord of the Rings was proper.
What is his name? Frodo.
Frodo.
Yes.
Was Sam? The whole.
Was Sam in that? Yes, he was. Right.
Sam was in that.
Because
yes.
Sam and Frodo, they were both together.
They were going to Mordor together. Do you know that on Pluto, there's Mordor on Pluto, guys? Mm. Yeah. No. Anyway, that was beside the point.
So that's where
and
they went.
The Return of the King. Yes. That's the third one. So it's the Fellowship of the Ring, the Two Towers, and the Return of the King. But they, according to IMDb, the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
The Ring. 2001.
2001 is the greatest film, the ninth greatest film ever made.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest, The Lord of the Rings are amazing. The Hobbit, no.
They're a bit lengthy for
but
me.
But they're still good. Ryan, I have the perfect quote for you.
And the books are like...
Ryan.
And
the books are
like,
longer. The books are longer. Do you know how much was left out of the book? I mean, the film, for the book.
All right, so today so we're filming this part. Now we'll skip it.
We're skipping page 500 to 803 and we're jumping straight to the end.
In fact...
Right, I have a quote. Robert Ebert once said, "No good movie is too long and no bad movie is short enough."
No good movie is long. Wait, what?
Let me say it slower. No good movie is too long.
Yeah.
And no bad movie is short enough. I agree with that. Yes. The last part especially. So, no, Ryan, it's not lengthy.
But just a bad movie can be too long.
Yeah, no, bad
and a good movie can be too short.
Short, yes. So that is the Fellowship of the Ring.
There you go. Yeah. Guys, you heard it right here on the movie show.
So I agree with both of these. I do think these should be in the top 10.
So far doing well.
Yes. Okay, number 8, definitely. Although,
wow.
I understand why it's here, but it's not one of my favorites. But Pulp Fiction.
Wait, can we just talk about the fact that The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly we have not done on the movie show? The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, we have not done on the movie show. But the next one.
We've done on the movie
show. We've done it.
Pulp Fiction. Mm. I thoroughly enjoyed the first act and the third act. The second act freaked me out. Personal opinion. But I know that like Pulp Fiction was like, it was really like, it really changed the movie game. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like a lot of, if you go to film school, like Pulp Fiction is definitely one of the films that
you learn about.
It.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
And by the way, 10, 9, and 8, the IMDb's ratings are all the same. 8.8.
And that's all old films. 1966, yeah. 2001, and 1994.
There you go.
That's scary that modern films haven't beaten them.
Yes. But now, at number 7, with an IMDb rating of 8.9.
Ta-da!
2003, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Return of the King. There we go, the third film.
So another watch the first one, watch the third one.
Skip the second one. Although no, there's characters introduced.
We need to do The Lord of the Rings, okay?
We do need to do The Lord of the
Rings. There you
go.
Coming up next, The Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson Marathon.
Yes, and Peter we will Jackson have the reading of the book as well.
To the soothing sounds of Brian. Ryan, you can read it.
With all the battle sounds.
There actually are audiobooks. You can go and listen to the audiobooks with, they have sound effects and music. It's pretty cool. Yeah. All right, next up, 1993 with an IMD rating of 8.9.
And we have done this one.
No, we haven't.
We have.
Schindler's List.
Haven't we done it?
We haven't done Schindler's List.
Why have we not done the Schindler's List?
And this is yours truly.
No, we have done the Schindler's List.
On the movie show.
I'm so sure of
it. We haven't done it.
I remember it.
No, I haven't watched it.
I remember
Schindler's
the actor.
Properly.
I remember did it.
Yeah,
I remember
it was
all
Liam
of
Neeson.
It.
It was Liam Neeson, and it was directed by Steven Spielberg.
We did it.
No, we didn't.
We did it.
Right, how much do you want to bet?
I'm going
to
go search.
Go search, and let's bet, Ryan. Let us bet. Ryan doesn't want to bet. Ryan's scared.
What are we betting?
The reason I'm saying we haven't done it is because I actually haven't watched Schindler's List properly, which I'm ashamed to say. Don't look at me. I know. I haven't watched Schindler's List.
No, man, Sashi. Sashi, you know we've watched it.
Ryan, you watched it.
I promise you.
You were so impacted that
I remember
research.
Talking about this.
What did you say, Ryan?
We spoke about the whole thing with the Jews and da 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 and all of that stuff.
Don't
I remember.
We didn't da-da-da-da
I remember. I remember.
Simba, remember. Sorry, I'm Simba right now and I cannot remember. Schindler's List, we didn't do right.
The internet is so slow right now. It's not fast enough for my...
Okay, you can continue. But we didn't do Schindler's List. But that is Steven Spielberg, people. Obviously, Steven Spielberg has to have a film. Would you say that's his greatest film?
I bet you if I asked the recorder, do you remember watching? Do you remember listening?
No, he doesn't.
He's also thinking. Okay, let's continue.
All right, next up, Ryan, I think
where
it's
are we?
You at number
where
five.
Are we?
Number five.
Number five, 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men.
I don't know this film.
No, this is...
1957,
I actually
want to
watch this film. So do you know what this film is about? It sets... So 12... Okay, I could be lying right now. As far as I know, 12 Angry Men is about a jury made up of men that have to decide on a whether someone is innocent or guilty. And the whole film is set on their conversation in a room talking about... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to do 12 Angry Men, Ryan. We need to do it.
That does sound cool, though.
It's actually... I haven't watched it, but I've seen videos on it, and I know, like, it's such a simplistic idea, but it's brilliant. So, 12 Angry Men, coming soon to the movie show.
Near you.
All right. Next up, I've actually been told as well that this film is very, very good. It's a 1974 film with an IMDb rating of 9, and it is The Godfather Part 2.
Wow.
And I've heard the Godfather films are good. So I feel like we need to also do the Godfather. Do you see how many films? I mean, out of this list, I've watched... Okay, out of 10, I've watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm not too bad. I'm over half. Phew! But like 4 films of the greatest films ever, and we haven't watched them. You know, have you watched The Godfather?
Mm-mm.
We need to watch The Godfather.
Isn't, what's his name in it?
Al Pacino. I don't know if Al Pacino's in this one. Robert De Niro.
Yes.
I don't know if Robert De Niro is in this
one. How did you know it was Robert De Niro?
I don't know.
I thought because I was doing this. He's got the thing, just right?
Those two actors and that time frame and Mafia go 1974. Well together.
Right, Los Angeles. Mm. Okay, number 3 we've watched, right?
Yes.
2008 with an IMDb rating of 9. But now if you've got like 1, 2, 3, 3 movies at a rating of 9...
I think maybe there's like a comma that they're just like not putting
in.
Yeah,
probably like 0.000002 is The Dark Knight.
I agree. That was the best Batman film. And that is the one with Heath Ledger, just in case you're wondering. That one was amazing.
Oh, was it?
In fact, for me, the second one out of that whole Batman trilogy, the second one, the second movie for me was it. That movie was brilliant. Oh!
Christopher Nolan, right?
Christopher Nolan,
and he was
yes.
on fire in this one. They're overturning trucks.
No,
they're
this
like,
one was insane.
Wow.
This movie was insane. I agree.
Some of the vehicles in this movie as well were like really awesome as well.
So that I agree with that one. That and that is the most recent film because it's 2008.
Yeah,
and it's the most recent film on this list.
Why isn't Tenant here? Tenant should be here. Like seriously, people. Okay.
Okay. Next up, we've got the second greatest film of
all
time.
There you go.
Is The Godfather.
There you go.
So number 2 is The Godfather, and number 4 is The Godfather Part 2. So we really have to watch
2 years apart.
And it is 2 years apart. Yeah. Sure. And that's got an IMDb rating of 9.2.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like all the people that listed this were people who have been in the like movie industry or been watching movies for like years.
Yeah. And then number 1.
And notice there's no Marvel movies here, eh?
No, there's nothing.
Shame.
In fact, we should discuss directors when we're done with the list.
We should.
Number 1, Ryan. Give it to us.
We've watched this one.
We have watched
1994.
It. Have we done a movie show on it, though?
Yes, we have.
Are you sure?
Yes, we have.
I feel like we need to go and check these two.
Okay, no, wait. This one I can't say for sure.
I don't think we've done a movie show on this one.
I know we did a promo on it. I think we used some of the footage.
We even
did a
stage play adaptation of
yes,
this.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's probably why you're
so that's probably why I'm thinking of it. But I don't remember doing a stage play adaptation of the Schindler's List. So that's why I'm pretty sure about
Schindler's
this one.
Schindler's List we didn't do right. I haven't watched that movie.
I'm telling you, we've watched it.
All I know is that the whole thing's in black and white. And then there's that child with the red jacket. And that's the only color. And then the child dies and you see the red jacket.
Come on, Sashi.
And I know Liam Neeson.
How do you know that about it?
Because, okay, I've
because
seen
you
parts
watched
of it.
It.
No.
Because you watched
no.
it. You watched it.
Right,
you watched
holding
it.
Me against my will here.
You have watched
prove
it.
To you.
I'm telling
I'm
you.
Prove to you that we haven't watched it.
You're lucky my internet's slow.
You're lucky your internet's slow.
Ow.
Okay, anyway, back to number 1.
The
number
Shawshank Redemption, 1994.
Shawshank Redemption. I actually agree. This
and the director is what's his name?
I actually don't know. Who was the director of Shawshank Redemption?
Wasn't it that dude?
It wasn't Spielberg.
No, it wasn't Spielberg.
Martin Scorsese.
No, I guess not.
Do you know Martin Scorsese is bringing out a film with Leonardo DiCaprio that's going to be 3 hours long?
I believe so.
Shawshank Redemption was a story by Stephen King. Ah, no wonder. And then it was directed by Frank Darabont. I have no idea who that is. Oh, he's the same guy that did The Green Mile. This guy's a thing for films in
clearly
prison. Buried Alive. Yeah, he's an escape artist. This director's an escape artist.
That's you not getting out of anywhere.
Buried Alive. Yeah. Although Shawshank Redemption was a very good film. It definitely, I would say, is a classic. I don't know if I'd put it at number 1 personally. I don't know about you, Ryan. Like, for me, Dark Knight... Dark Knight could possibly pass Shawshank Redemption. But I do think it's a very classic film. And it's a very... You have to watch... Like, all of the films we've mentioned, you have to watch. Obviously, there's the 4 we need to go and watch, which are the 2 Godfathers. Yeah. I need to watch Schindler's List. Ryan's watched Schindler's List.
And when you see it, you'll be like, oh, wait, I remember this now.
And 12 Angry Men. 12 Angry Men you need to watch. Yeah. So that's IMDb's list. Obviously, there's films on... Like, I have favorite films that aren't here, but I'm not going to, like... I'm not going to shade their list. I agree with their films. Yeah. I think it's a good choice.
So Lord of the Rings and The Godfather.
And 12 Angry Men.
And 12 Angry Men.
Yeah, we go.
Sounds good.
So, which directors made it? Steven Spielberg made it. Christopher mm-hmm. Nolan made it. Peter Jackson made it.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino made it.
Yes.
And, okay, obviously the other directors I'm not 100% sure of. Forrest Gump was also Steven Spielberg.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Shame. Guy Ritchie didn't make it, man. Guy Ritchie did not make it. If I had to put a film here, I would put The Gentleman from Guy Ritchie. Yeah. That would be my Guy Ritchie film that I added to this list. Yeah. Who directed The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? You know what? I'm shocked that Psycho isn't here.
Who did Psycho? Oh,
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, Hitchcock is definitely a grandfather of film.
And even like, what films did Martin Scorsese do? Because he's also like huge. The director was Sergio Leone. I don't know who that is. But we are talking about like this age of film, we don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We don't watch the... Oh, did he do Once Upon a Time in the West? Once Upon a Time in the... Okay, so he was a very like cowboy actor, if I could put it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That is IMDb's top 10 films of all time.
That
so
you should go watch.
Yeah, add it to a list. Go watch them. Let us know if you've watched, if you disagree. What would you add to this list?
I like it because it's quite random.
It is random.
Like I said, the problem with today is you have a choice to watch a film. And you find something that is familiar to you or something that relates to you. But now you go watch a film that is completely, it might be related, might be completely unrelated, and you might actually enjoy it.
Yeah. I would give you, I would highly recommend if you're wanting to watch a film, to actually go and ask like people that you know and trust what their favorite films are. Because like I've done that before and the film's brilliant. You like watch the film and you're like, oh my God. And I would never have found the film.
Yeah.
Because like I wasn't looking for
it's nice.
Or, yeah.
I like
so,
it.
Definitely go and check that out. Yeah. But this has been The Movie Show
on your favorite RSPS.
Until next week. Peace.
Cheerio.
Radio has never been better, baby. This is Active FM. Go to www.activefm.co.za for more.